what you do, or you just, how do you propagate your plants?
Oh, you cross-pollinate.
Oh.
And when you cross-pollinate that blossom, you put a paper bag over it. I don't know whether that's the exact way to do it, but that's the way I did it.
Uh-huh. Well, when did you first start doing your palmetto work?
Oh, I played with it, I reckon, all life.
Really?
And,
did your mom do it?
Huh?
Did your mother do it?
Yeah, my mother did it, but she didn't make the things like I make. She made, we lived in the country, and she made fly brushes. You don't know what that is, do you? Well, in those days, they didn't have screens and no conveniences. And she made fly brushes. And when you sat down to dinner, somebody had brush the flies. They weren't that thick, but then that's what cleanliness is godliness. And that's what she did. She made fly brushes. She made sun hats for the ladies. And she made caps for the men. And she made what she called a yard broom. A broom to sweep all the leaves and trash around the door.
All of this out of palmetto?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, what did the fly brush look like?
Oh, it was beautiful. Elizabeth has made one, but I'd give anything if I'd learned how to do it, because it was very, very pretty. And I'll give you an idea. Elizabeth, she's coming over, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just drove her husband to the hospital, I think, or somewhere.
Yeah, he's doing his rounds this morning. So
excuse me.
Don't worry. Let's move this. No, wait, Mary, this way. Okay. Yes, here.
And I'll get by.
Do you have a fly brush?
Huh?
Do you have a fly brush now?
Well, she had one over there that I stripped the palmetto, and she made them. I don't know. I said, I don't care anything about them. And she puts all these together, and my mother did that, and this part was all.
This is the fly brush. I'm putting it other way.
Palmetto, and she made a beautiful handle.
Oh, is that neat?
Braided all around.
That's beautiful. So you strip all that out yourself?
Uh huh. Now you see, this is a.
Did you get a picture?
Oh, I get a picture of you with that.
She wants to get a picture of that fly brush so that we got a picture of it. That's beautiful.
Well,
I've never seen one before.
Well, no, because you
you don't have them anymore.
I don't
know
if I ever did. Except Florida practice.
Yeah, and was your mother from Florida?
No, my mother was originally from Alabama, but her father was a Baptist minister, and he was called Lake Sizzet.
Oh,
during the war.
Right.
He was.
Well, that's up around our area then.
Oh, you're Florida?
Well, we live up by Lake Sizzet.
They won't see the fly brush.
Oh, okay.
You got some other things over there.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll go get it. Hot plate maps. I'm proud of those.
Oh, really? Here. Can you get back over there? You can hang on to me if you need
to. Well, I just hold on to something.
Okay. You don't want to trip. Because that's probably how you...
But I do all kinds of craft work.
Oh.
All kinds of...
Uh-huh.
This is a... Now, I'm crazy about this. This was an old stump. You remember a while back, driftwood was all the go, like macrame is. And now I don't care for macrame, but this I think is beautiful. It was an old rotten stump.
Oh, that's neat.
And you bring it in and cut away all the rotten, and this is a sitter. And it isn't real hog.
No.
It's in a form of deterioration, and you can just cut and dig curve and just do anything with it. And I dug a little hole there, and the bird's about worn out, but I think
that's
it's beautiful.
So pretty. It's so pretty. It really is. The little birds, where'd you get those?
Oh, well, they were plentiful then. You don't see them now.
I love your hats.
Hats.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Well, now, when I made these hats, they called them coolie hats.
Coolie hats?
Coolie hats. I don't know about the North, but everybody was wearing hats like that. Now, this one, I didn't like those, so I made this.
Oh, this is great. Let me get my camera to recycle. That is beautiful.
This is a little bit different. See, a little different shape. The children
What does that one look like on?
The Put children the wore them. And this is a handbag.
Oh. Show us the coolie hat on again.
This?
Uh-huh. Yeah, put that one on. And hold the handbag, because the handbag is beautiful, too. So you'd have a matching hat and a matching handbag.
Oh, that's neat.
Your work is so beautiful. It's so precise.
Well, I'm proud of my work.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you should be.
But, and these are fans. I've made these, all of these.
Oh,
since I've been 94 years old.
Oh,
that is
picture.
A Washingtonian palm.
Okay, let her get a picture of that. A Washingtonian palm?
Leaf.
Oh.
All that trimming is palmetto.
How long would it take you to make one of these?
Oh, you have to press them. You cut the leaf and press them. I reckon I never saw
With a
many.
Regular iron?
No. I'll show you.
Okay. Oh, look at this. This is a hat that you're making?
No, that's a sunbonnet. Let me show you.
Oh, she's so talented. I can't... Look at the things that she makes. I can't believe this.
Well, it's all...
That's great. That is just beautiful.
Aren't you having fun?
Yes.
Oh,
and this is
the...
Oh...
I think that is so
that's not like what my grandmother made.
Uh-huh. She made it a little bit more, more elaborate.
This was a big bundle here, and that was all covered with braid woven.
Right.
And then there was a handle, I suppose, but an old broom handle, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
And there was... She braided round the braid. I never did learn to do that.
One of these kind that you put your finger in and pull that, you know? And
oh,
you
yeah,
long
sure.
Part of
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, as I remember, they weren't as long as this. But over the dinner table, this...
Whose job was that?
Well, they came...
The old ladies or the children.
Yeah, real.
And that one just got some shells on it.
Oh.
Well,
I want to get some pictures.
Well, I made the foundation and that, but she did all of it.
Yeah, but that's beautiful. That makes a really nice
wall
hang.
Well, that's just got some. Yeah, and here your pillows
are. Oh!
This is what you call triconca.
Oh, yeah. She does the triconca too.
Now, this is the modern.
This is a little thing we wrote out. To tell how to.
And well, all this palmetto belongs to my children. And these are hers.
That's beautiful.
And I made placemats. And she made hers out of a placemat.
Oh, this is great. Told you exactly how to do it.
I'm trying to get something together.
But that, I'm telling you, this is a wonderful
That you had a hard time figuring out which was the beak and which was the...
Oh, really?
And
that's just a
print. And you... the old fashioned way is you put it, you line up.
You'd line a back part. Oh, you've got more on the way, I see.
You put a lining. Very thin.
Just like a quilt.
And I just finished this one. And that's a duck. You got to figure out. That's another duck with his head under his wing. And you got to figure
that's
out
hard
where
to
his tail.
Out.
What's his? What is his tail?
That's hard to do, I imagine, because
well,
it's hard to see.
It was
that's
me,
not a real
anyway.
Good print, really.
No,
it was hard for me.
But these were a little.
They're going to be really nice pillows,
yeah.
Though, aren't they?
These are all finished, ready to put the little stuff.
I noticed
down.
You had some shells in your home. Did she also do those that were trapunto work? They were hanging by the barnacles.
This is made of coconut palm.
Oh, it's darker than the other
palm,
isn't it?
Well, it's a coconut palm. That's how it turns.
It's hard to get. You can't get
really?
Them up here. But
where did you get them?
Well,
down in South Florida?
Those came from Sanibel.
They took a trip to Sanibel and brought back one big room.
I can see you whenever you go on a trip taking down the pond. But that comes
well,
out
we just went
really
over
nice
back. You had the back.
It seems to be softer, too, than the palmetto.
Oh, it's not easier to work with.
Oh, imagine it's real pliable.
Very. It's old.
Isn't that? When did you make that?
Oh, about 20 years ago.
No, not that long, was it?
It's been that long since you went to San Bernardino.
Has it?
Okay. Oh, my goodness, you've been retired how many years?
8.
Oh, well, this is a long time.
Yeah.
Long time before you even thought about retiring.
When we lived let me see, I've just seen that the other side was painted.
Oh.
They're both kind of...
I didn't do that.
Okay. Who did that?
My son.
Really? That's cool.
He's a flip kid.
Oh, well, he cut it. He didn't paint it.
No, I daubed it.
Yeah, it's kind of that's a messy one.
I love this. Did you do this with egg cartons?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's
well,
great.
I did all kinds of things with egg cartons. And I made the cutest basket... A little mint basket that you ever saw.
Uh-huh.
Nobody'd have them now.
Oh, really?
They're prettier than anything you can buy, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I like that because you use materials that you don't
well,
have
that,
to buy anything. You just use things that you throw away.
Was to take something that nobody else ordered or could use and see what I could make out of it.
Well, that's beautiful, but... Makes it look like
I tell you,
air plant on there.
That has
a lot of people put air plants on.
That has a history. The children says, "Mama, take that down."
Yeah.
I says, "I'm not do it." you know, they're big members of First Church Long. This is to ancient history. One of the ladies, old timers down there, son, they lived down on Florida Avenue and he had no place to play, no place to go. And when we moved out here, he's about the age of my son. And, he just lived with us almost. And he called me his second mother. And of course I had him night and day, and day and night, and week in and week out. He'd go to church and Sunday school and go see his mother. But he lived with us most of the time.
Do you want to sit down?
And my son called me up
that?
And said, "Mama, Ham died this morning." And it was Sunday. And I was living alone. And I spent the day making those flowers and putting them on that piece of driftwood.
So
and
that
did you
has
mind
a history.
Yeah.
And Ham, last time he came to see me was on my 80th birthday.
Oh, goodness.
And he died several years after that. So that's been a long time ago, too.
So what year were you born in?
85, I think.
Oh, my goodness. I bet Florida's changed a whole
Ooh.
Lot.
It's sickening.
What a day.
Have a seat. You it's don't want to stand up on
what
your feet.
What a day.
Oh, really? Here. Okay. Well, where did you live when you were a little girl? Were you right around this area?
No. I was born in Geneva.
Mm-hmm.
Near Jacksonville. Or near Sanford.
Right.
But my great-grandfather was the founder of Jacksonville, and his oldest son was governor at one time.
What was his name?
Hart.
Oh.
Ocean Hart.
Right. And so that was your grandfather?
My great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather.
Well, I didn't consider that much kin, but now my great-grandchildren are just almost as much as I can know the difference.
Uh-huh. You want
to get that shoe fine where you get a shoe?
Let's see.
That would be...
Oh, and that Pearly Gates, tell her where that came from.
Oh, that sign, well, Pearly Gates.
You want to sit here and work that thing.
No, I'm
when
fine.
She went to...
Sarasota.
Sarasota to that Medieval Art Festival. They had that all printed. I mean, all fixed for her to put up on her...
Oh, so you went down to the Ringling Museum Festival down there.
Uh-huh.
How'd you like it?
Oh, it was wonderful. It really was. They had, it was almost a circus, because they had parades twice a day, and there was something all time going down the...
On the hour, they had a parade with different things. It was really a terrific thing.
Oh, it really was.
That's great.
Uh-huh. And they got her name from Foster Memorial.
And I don't know what, how did...
Because I have a book a booklet that's out with different people who do different things, and they probably got your name from the Folk Arts Directory, mm-hmm. is what it is.
Yeah, we sent in a little...
Well, I don't know where they got hold of my...
Well, that was me, and I'm trying to think where I first heard about you, Miss.
Could it be Cedar Keys?
It might have been through Kendall.
I like that.
I bet it was, uh-huh. because when I first came there, which was about 3 years ago, I was first getting together a listing of craftspeople who did things with native materials, and I think it probably was Kendall Toll who gave me your name and said you did work with Palmetto. And that's when I first wrote to you, I think, and said, you know, could you tell me? And I've been trying ever since to get down here. It seems like, you know, there aren't very many. I know about only three people that I know of who are really doing
Palmetto. Well, now, I think there's
like
a...
This. Yes.
I think there's a lady in Jacksonville that, that paper had an article.
Oh, really?
And my picture. Yeah, you want to see it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like wait, was that Mrs. Cynthia Parks?
Miss Snow. Miss Snow.
Linda Snow.
That's my friend Linda.
Right.
She came in.
And this lady's husband.
Oh, Panky Snow. Right?
Panky. Oh, not
Linda. This lady in Jacksonville, lived in Jacksonville. Her husband had some business in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but she's just learning. She's not really, she wouldn't have her name.
No, you wouldn't. But I was telling her that somebody, I think,
is starting to learn.
Is really interested, because she made three, they did, she and her husband came with her the last time, three trips here to find out more about
how to do it.
And I really think that she maybe will carry it on.
Five generations live here, right? Five. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
I know it really is.
Have they ever done an article in the paper about the fact that there's five generations? Because that's very unusual.
Yeah, it is.
Right, because to all be right here in the same area. Well, now, when you were younger, I'm real interested in how Florida was back then.
Well, it was...
it was frontier, wasn't it?
But between her my husband's family and my backwoods family was almost the foundation of Florida. And there's been one in a marriage that I know of the Gates and the Hart, distantly. But her grandfather was the first white child on the Manatee River during the Indian War.
Oh.
And I have a picture of Aunt Jeannie, my Father Gates' sister, who was the first baby born on the Manatee River.
Oh, how neat.
And she's all, they're all gone now. I guess I'm.
Really? You're probably, are you the oldest member of your family?
No, ma'am, I'm a baby and I'm rotten.
Oh, my God. No, you're spoiled, huh?
Well, Mother moved to Maximo Point down here. It's St. Petersburg when she was what you were.
About six, I was about 3 years old when we moved. I was a little bit of thing when we moved, first
what,
moved.
What made the family move? Was business or?
Well, I'll tell you. My father was the father of seven children, and I was the baby. And when I was a baby, small, he had typhoid fever.
Oh, yes.
And in those days, they only had, whiskey was about the only medicine they had. If they had an operation, they put you to sleep with whiskey. And typhoid, hardly anybody ever got over typhoid fever. They treated him with whiskey, and he liked the feeling of it, and I can understand it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he came down here
and he promised my mother, everybody, all the Floridians, had a huge orange grove and stock cattle. And my father had all of that, and he had his own kill and furnished Sanford with meat, with it from his, and he had a slaughterhouse. You don't know what that is.
Mm. Well, I do know what it is. I've never seen one, but yeah.
Well, I've seen one.
So he really was a Florida cracker then.
If he had
cows. Have you ever heard how did Floridians get the name Cracker?
I have no idea.
I've always heard that it's because of the big whips, that they crack the whips over the cow's backs.
That's art.
I know.
To crack a whip.
To crack a whip.
And a cow holler is another art, and it's beautiful, I think.
A cow holler?
Call a cow.
Yeah, how do you...
Now, I've been married and had these, all these children, I used to go visit my brother, who was a cattleman, a big cattleman.
Uh-huh.
And when he died, they said that he hardly knew how much he had, what he was worth.
Gosh.
And he had you know, they had big pastures, say 1,000 acres, and they had to round up those cattle ever so often, and they had to be cowboys that knew how to. And this cow holler, and you'd see them coming through the woods. Now, when I went to visit my brother, and these children were all little, I said, you ought to take me to the woods. I want to go to the pasture. And we'd get in a truck, and he'd put food in the back of the truck, and we'd go to the woods. And when he'd get way out in the middle of the pasture, he'd give this cow holler, which I thought was so pretty. And I don't remember whether he popped the whip or not, but
know the whip was popped when they were rounding up cattle.
Well, anyway, directly way through yonder, you'd see a cow coming. I says, Hilton, I bet that's an old bull.
Into the trough first.
And when he got to the wagon, of course, you could see others coming from all around, but that one got there first, and I wouldn't let him give him any food.
Oh, dear.
They would put feed in the back of the truck.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember. I think they scattered it. Maybe they had...
It was a bale of hay probably they put on.
I don't remember what kind of food they had, but...
they'd all come to the truck?
They'd all gather, just dozens and dozens and hundreds, and they scattered this all over, went all over the woods and scattered this hay. I don't know what that was for, only to keep in touch and see...
That was a show, like we go down and feed the fish for people to see us feed them. Uh-huh. He was just putting on a show for you.
Well, you know, back then, were the bugs a lot worse?
Huh?
Were the insects terrible back then?
Well, they had insects, but I don't remember ever doing much. Everybody had a garden, everybody had a grove, and everybody had stock.
So you're pretty self-sufficient. You didn't have to go to the market too much.
No, when they did, they got a barrel.
Whatever they got.
They got a barrel of flour and a barrel of sugar and a barrel of coffee, and we had an old-fashioned coffee mill. Did you ever see one?
Yeah, one where you grind up the square coffee beans.
An old-timey one.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen one?
Uh-huh. Right? I've seen a couple.
And, they didn't go to market very often. And when they had hogs and chickens and ducks and every all kind of fowl, people...
When remember much about when you lived at Maximo Point, coming to Tampa, to Fort Brooke, I guess it was Fort Brooke then.
Well, now, I was 6 years old when we left there.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was called New Cadiz. That was the post office, New Cadiz. And the postmistress was Mrs. Pooch.
Oh, that's amazing.
And
then she moved to Fort Myers.
My father promised my mother that if she would sell out and move to St. Petersburg. And they bought a beautiful place, not a house, just a old-fashioned farmhouse, but we had every kind of fruit and a huge grove, and as I remember, a lot of horses and everything that went with the farm. Well, my father did quit drinking and he left home. And my oldest brother had 1 year in college.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he knew a little bit about business.
Uh-huh.
And he went to Fort Myers and was tax assessor down there. And so he had Mama sell everything. Oh, we had a beautiful place. As I remember, we were on the bay, and there were long tables with benches where you had picnics, and all your friends would come. Wasn't anything much at St. Petersburg. First Church was there, First Methodist Church.
Thank what that land would have been worth now. You just,
oh, goodness.
It's incredible. Oh, so you moved to Fort Myers.
Then, and we went on a sailboat. It was a big one, like they used to haul. Well, they used them all up and down St. John's River, everywhere there was water. They used these big sailboats that carry tons of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we went on one of those down to Fort Myers.
Were there Seminole Indians down there?
Yes. Yes, I forgot the old Seminole Indian's name, but he used to come to our house real often. In fact, often, and eat. Mm-hmm. When I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, they would do work with palm. They make those dolls out of the palm fiber. Have you ever seen those little Seminole dolls?
No, I don't ever remember. I've seen mm-hmm. dolls made of corn shucks, but that's not a Florida product.
No. It was,
I think the Indians learned to do most of that after the tourists began to come.
Right.
It was something for them to sell, because they didn't.
They didn't do it until, but of course.
They made things for the children, and that's probably why they got the idea,
right.
Because
Fort Myers
used to make us little dolls.
It was very small.
Whatever she made them out of, I don't remember.
Too many people in Fort Myers, and no payment or anything, and the cows would go all over the streets and everywhere.
Oh!
And everybody was kinfolks. Langfords and Hendrys and the...
Harts and
Hendersons.
Uh-huh. And you were a Hart?
I was a Hart.
Uh-huh. And there's a Harts dairy down there. There's a big Hart dairy there, and that's my cousin's operating.
Really? Uh-huh. So there's parts of the family are still down
yeah.
there then.
Well,
so how long did you stay down in
I stayed down there. I don't remember how old, but I was a good big girl. And
you were a teenager when the first train came in down there.
I rode the first train from Fort Myers to Punta Gorda.
Oh.
It was just a flat car with board seats on either side. Everybody in Fort Myers went.
Oh, I bet that was the biggest thing that happened.
Now, there was a farm family. And then I don't know where they came from or how long they'd lived there, but Nora Vivas, I remember. And they used to laugh and say they had to blindfold Nora Vivas to get her on
the
train.
I've got to go talk to this man's going to come fix my...
Okay.
So excuse me, I've been waiting for him to come.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'll see y'all later.
Okay.
Y'all let me know what you decide or something anyway.
Okay. Well, just real quickly then, after you moved from Fort Myers, where'd you go?
We came to Tampa. My sister, by this time it was just Mama and myself. And, we went wherever we were needed.
Mm-hmm.
It used to take a doctor all day long to get, and my mother and my grandmother too did a lot of doctoring, and they made their own medicines.
Oh, right. I bet you had to gather a lot of things from the woods to make your own medicine.
And I used to know a lot of the plants that they used, but I've forgotten. Anyway, we moved back to Tampa. Then, in the meantime, I had several years in between, I was a young lady, and my brother had married in the meantime, and lost his wife. Well, he needed us to keep house for him, so I went back to Fort Myers as a young lady. As a young lady then. And it had grown a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Not much. We did have some little bit of pavement streets. I think the main street was paved. And, oh, I can talk to you all day.
I know. Well, how'd you meet your husband?
Well, it's quite a love story.
How unique.
I don't know where I met him the first time. He's a Florida cracker. And it was his father that was the first white child on the Manatee River. By the way, he was a Methodist preacher. And what do you call a preacher? I know, but I can't think. That used to travel horseback and had a saddlebag.
Oh, yeah, the old, well, the itinerant preacher, the traveling preacher. They used to have another name. I can't remember what it is either, but he used to do that?
Uh-huh. He traveled all over Florida preaching. And, of course, Elizabeth and Joe, that's the children over there, they have preached all over Florida, and everywhere they've been, there's been kinfolks, either from my side or Dad's side.
Oh, how nice. So you met your husband?
Oh, well, I don't remember. I didn't want boyfriends. I don't know why. I had plenty. I just thought it was terrible for a beautiful moonlight night to come and not have a date.
Uh-huh.
But, and so I had a lot of boyfriends and girlfriends too, for that matter. And I met him somewhere along the line. But I was engaged to a medical student.
Oh, you were?
He was attending the Rush Medical College in Chicago. And I was engaged to him 2 years, but he didn't stop me from having dates. He said he couldn't ask me not to do that. So, I had dates. Dated Dad, Mr. Gates, and he was very persistent, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I was raised in the Baptist church, didn't know anything but to go to church and Sunday school and prayer meeting. And by the way, I met this Dr. Batty that I was engaged to in prayer meeting. And I prayed the Lord and told him I wanted a man, a nice looking man, a real he-man, that was well to do and able to take care of me and to I just wanted a good, first I wanted a Christian and then I wanted him to be able to take care of me and to be a sweetheart and a husband, and I would take care of the house. And that, so Dad was so very persistent. And the Lord worked it out.
So how old were you when you got married?
I think I was 20, I think. And he was quite a lot older than I.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How many children did you have?
I had four children. I have 10 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren, and one great.
That's fantastic. Isn't that great?
And they're all Floridians.
Well, you must be I'm sure your family's one of the oldest families in Florida, because there's so many newcomers now.
Everybody's new. Now, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from New York State. Then I lived in Kentucky.
Well, that's all right. I was just going to tell you a true Florida story.
Oh, good. Tell me.
Well, and my grandma's picture is hanging in there.
Uh-huh.
It's my father's mother.
Oh,
and she had 12 children. And my father was a little boy. Now, this story is fantastic to me. It doesn't mean it doesn't have any ugly feelings, if you know what I mean. It's Florida crackers, and it was during the war, and my grandfather, my father's father, came home on a furlough. They lived out in the woods in Geneva, and my grandfather was going to go cow hunting and round up his cattle. And so he put Daddy and a little nigger boy, was Daddy's servant, so to speak. He dressed him and he bathed him and they played together and they were just like brothers. And he took the two of them on the back of the saddle. And as I say, this is no hard feelings. But the Yankees would get together and come and trail through Florida and see what devilment they could do. And so they shot my grandfather in the back.
Oh, dear.
And was this during the Civil War? Or?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. He was home on a furlough. And as I say, the two little boys were on the back. Didn't bother the boys, another horse. But they shot every living thing, all the chickens and everything, and then set fire to the house. But left Grandma. They didn't molest her. And all the children happened to be away from home. Mm. They left one horse. The horse, I guess, the boys were on. I don't know just how they saved that horse, but they did. Well, she got a buckboard and her horse and rebuilt the house. Was 12 children to take care of.
Oh, my.
And, of course, when anybody around the country got in trouble or anything, everybody came to their rescue, you know, and helped them get on their feet again.
Was this up by Jacksonville?
Uh-huh. And Geneva.
Geneva.
Uh-huh. And, now you ask for all of this.
No, this is great. This is really interesting.
And she raised cattle and raised her children, and well, they said that she just didn't know what she was worth when she died. Her picture looks rather beaten. Looks like
I would think you'd get weather-beaten after raise 12 children.
But she went in that buck. You don't know what a buckboard is.
No.
Well, it's just a four-wheel affair. It's just hold one person.
Oh.
And a horse pulls it. And that's a buckboard. And she went all over in the pastures. Of course, he left the pasture and the cattle and the grove, but she had to rebuild a house, and the neighbors helped build a house and helped her get started. And then after I was married, I can't think whether it was, I don't think I had any children yet. And an old nigger man came to my back door. Now, this is what I think is so fantastic. This old nigger man knocked at my back door, and he says, "Lady, you don't know who I am, But he says, I'm that little boy that was on the horse in back of your daddy when your grandfather, great-grandfather, was shot. Now, it had to be him or he wouldn't have known any of that. I don't know how he knew who
just
I was.
Just chills to hear these stories. It's
and
great.
Oh, well, I brought him in and fed him. I don't know, and of course I gave him money. He wanted to go to Georgia, where he had some relatives, and wanted to die there. Oh, he was old, feeble, and
by that time, I imagine he was. Mm-hmm. Well, you said that, did you always like to work with Palmetto more than anything else? You like that kind of craft work best?
Oh, I had spells. You know, when everybody doing that for me. Well, everybody was making hats, wearing those funny hats. And they've always just been doing some kind of craft work, you know, that stands out, and then that goes out. And I made all kinds of things out of egg cartons, beautiful things. And no, they're not. Why, they're nothing. They're trash now.
Mm-hmm. Things really go through different phases.
And so I made all this stuff. I've got fans all over the country. And I'm sure I've got one in Ireland.
Oh, my. How do you press your fans?
Oh, I was going to show you.
Yeah.
Oh, I have no fancy way of doing any of it. It's all just improvised on my part.
Is it far in here where you're going?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it is. So I can't get this on tape, huh?
Well, we could bring it out.
That might be good if it's not too much trouble.
Well, no, anything that's heavy. I have three old telephone books, and here's one of them. And I put, you can see how I can hardly carry it, but you can see. Oh, see, three of those, you put it on a flat bottom and then put the three on top of it. Now, these are palmetto leaves. You can bring them out here. Yes, that's some of my palmetto leaves.
What do you call that? I just love it.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't call it.
There's not a name for it, but that is so neat.
Huh?
That is so neat. I like all these little...
Uh-huh. Now, that my granddaughter made that. But here's some of my work I did from and my children said, Mama, throw those old things away. I said, no, I'm not going to do it.
That's her egg carton of flowers.
That is a daylily.
That's beautiful.
Made of egg carton. And these, I took the dogwood, the name of it, Hollywood, dogwood blossom, tore it up, cut me a pattern, and made that's dogwood. After the blossoms came from out of the yard.
Oh, that's great. And did you make all these too?
Oh, yes, I made all of these. And this is out of my, well, I never saw it before or since. That is punk bark.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. There's a punk tree over there. That's, and you,
how do you make it into that shape?
Well, it's a bottle to start with.
Oh, and you glue it on?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, I did quite a lot of that, but children don't think anything of it. I think it's...
That's great. That's a beautiful old painting, isn't it?
That's all painted from a tintype.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
Let me turn the light on so you can really see.
I'm shooting black and white film now. Do you still want a picture of it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
What was her name?
Hart. Mary Catherine.
Mary Hart.
Mary Hart. I want you to see a secret.
Are these all your grandchildren? And
these are all great. I don't think there's a grandchild here.
All great grandchildren.
They're all great grandchildren.
What's this picture of with all the lilies?
My yard.
That's your yard?
Golly.
This house wasn't here.
That is neat.
I've lived on this place over 50 years.
And you grew all those lilies?
All of those lilies.
Oh.
While we're talking, I want to show you the lilies. This is a palmetto that I got out of the yard out there.
Uh-huh.
And they're not big enough for anything. I thought I would put a little braid.
Make a little fan.
And maybe put a flower on there, and then tie them together, hang on the wall. I don't know who'd want one, but
that'd be real pretty.
Well, it's just an idea. That's the way I've done all my work.
Right.
But I want you to see these. I'm sure they're full of dust. Cause I'm not a good housekeeper, and I know you've never seen one like.
Mm-hmm. What's it made of?
It's made of styrofoam.
Oh.
You can feel it.
When did you make these?
Oh, 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
I never saw one before.
No. And you just got the idea yourself?
No, somebody sent me this, it's thin, see? You don't usually see it.
Right.
And somebody sent it to me, a big piece. And, well, I didn't know what to do with it, so I had a pattern.
That's beautiful.
And that's egg carton.
Yeah. Well, you're very resourceful. You certainly do know how to do a lot of things.
And these are different. You cut your pattern. Oh, they're so full of dust. You cut your pattern and flatten it out and glue all around the edge and then come there with pipe stems. You can get long ones, you know. And then just make your flower.
Good. Well, Mrs. Gates, when we, in the springtime, we have a festival at the Stephen Foster Memorial, and we have we would like to have you and your son and daughter come up if you're feeling up to it.
I don't think I could go that undertake that far.
Well, that's what we don't need a commitment or anything from you right now, but the lady that called me,
she said she won't make an appointment to come see my plant, my work.
Right.
And I told her I was going to the hospital Monday, and I'll be gone 3 days, but I'll be back Wednesday. You see, I had to have a new battery put in.
Oh my goodness.
But it's all a whole new thing.
Oh my goodness. Uh-huh. How does it feel?
No, I couldn't describe it.
Oh really?
Anyway.
Oops, there's your phone. Uh-huh. You sit right down.
Hello? Hey. Uh-huh. Listen, let me call you back in a little bit. You gonna be home? Okay. How are you? Well, good. I'm glad you did. Bye.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I didn't make that.
Oh, you didn't?
That's made in the islands.
Oh.
That is not palmetto.
What is this, palm?
No, I don't. I think it's a glass.
Oh.
See,
right, it's not exactly the same, is
and,
it?
And, of course, now my children used to say, Mama, no need to make any more palmetto work. You can't cope with the, compete with the islanders. They just make them in no time.
Oh, but it's so.
But it's not cabbage palmetto.
Make them all.
Mm-hmm. It's other grasses, and I don't know whether they have palms. Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I said, well, I'm not trying to come.
No, you weren't.
Peep with any.
Right.
Anybody.
You're just trying to do your own. That's
wanted to see how these fans
were pressed.
I was showing.
Right.
So,
we're going to have to get on. I didn't realize how late it got already.
Yeah.
The time flies.
Yeah, when you're having a good time.
Right. It sure does. But
we have so much to ask. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you get?
I sure do appreciate, you know, you're showing us all your things and everything. As I say, we'll get back in touch with you later on in the year and see how you're feeling. If you're feeling up to it, we would love to
bring
you up.
Well, the lady that called me, she said that she was interviewed would be in November.
No, that's a different lady then. That's not me. This, we have a festival, but it's not until the spring. It's not until the end of May.
I couldn't understand what she was saying. I don't hear very good.
Right.
And she said, well, I'll write you a letter.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably somebody else. You're very much in demand.
Well, I know people call me.